שלום, קהילה יקרה, we are in ערב חג סוכות, זמן שמחתנו, the time of our שמחה, and I want to share with you an idea for סוכות. If we would have asked ourselves to to which group of holiday חג הסוכות belongs, I think that the simple answer will be that חג הסוכות is the third רגל of שלושה רגלים. We have three רגלים, פסח, שבועות and סוכות. And חג הסוכות is the third one of שלושה רגלים. And of course that this is the right answer. חג הסוכות is the third חג of שלושה רגלים. And if חג הפסח, the Torah call it חג האביב, the spring, and חג השבועות is חג קציר, when we harvest our grain. So חג הסוכות is the חג האסיף. We collect all the stuff from the field and we bring it home. But I think that if we're going to look about the קורבנות of חג הסוכות, we will see something very, very special about חג הסוכות. In פסח and שבועות, there is a mitzvah to bring every day 7 kvasim, sheep, and one eye, a ram, and two parim, two bulls. And also in Shavuot, 7 kvasim, one eye, and two parim. But in Chag Sukkot, all of a sudden, we have double. Instead to bring every day 7 sheep, we need to bring 14 sheep. Instead to bring one ram, we have to bring 2 ram. Instead to bring 2 parim, we have 70. All right, there is the inyan about 70 that we will not talk about it now. But so we see that in Chag HaSukkot we have double korbanot that we have in the other two regalim, Pesach and Shavuos. And I think it's because Chag HaSukkot has really like two holidays in one Chag. What do I mean? Chag HaSukkot, on one aspect, is really the end of the three regalim. And therefore, he needs to have a korbanot like the other regalim. 7 sheep, 1 ram, and 2 bulls. But the fact that Chag HaSukkot has double korbanot come to teach us that Chag HaSukkot, he has also another aspect. What is the other aspect of Chag HaSukkot? The other aspect of Chag HaSukkot, that Chag HaSukkot is the end of the holidays of months of Tishrei, is the end of the Yamim Noraim. Yamim Noraim include Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, and Sukkot. And I think it's very, very important, there is a very important message by this fact. The fact that Chag HaSukkot is the end of Yamim Noraim, it means that there is a different model for Avodat Hashem. If we would say that Yamim Noraim include Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, and Yamim Noraim, this is the main time of the year that we try to be Eved Hashem, that we try to worship Hashem. So what is the top of the Yamim Noraim? Yom Kippur, a Jew of Yom Kippur, that he is he is weak, he fasts, he doesn't have any power, he daven the whole day, he doesn't do other thing beside davening. But if we say that Sukkot is the last holiday of the Yamim Noraim, of the Chagim of Tishrei, so then it's a different model. What is the ideal of being a Jew? Being a Jew is a Jew of Chag HaSukkot, that he is happy, the Torah says, "V'samachta b'chagecha," he is going out, he is eating, he's sitting with his friend, he's singing, he has a lot of energy. So it's very, very meaningful to define, if we define the Sukkot as the end of also the Yamim Noraim. And I think by the fact that the that Chag HaSukkot, his double korbanot, really come to teach us that Chag HaSukkot has these two meanings, is the end of Shlosha Regalim and also the end of Yamim Noraim. And I think also that the two main mitzvot that we have in Chag HaSukkot represent these two things that we just mentioned. We have the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah, and we have the mitzvah of Arba'at Aminim. The mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah represent the Chag HaSukkot as the end of Shlosha Regalim. Okay? Shlosha Regalim dealing with the stuff that come from the ground. We say Chag HaAviv, Chag HaKatzir, Chag HaAsif. So also the sukkah is made, the schach is made from the branches and leaves. That represent the end of Shlosha Regalim. And the Arba'at Aminim represent the end of the Yamim Noraim. Okay? There is a midrash about Arba'at Aminim, that Arba'at Aminim is like a soldier, that the lulav is like a sword, and the etrog is like that the soldier protect himself, and that represent the bravery, the heroism of a Jew. That's a Jew supposed to be happy and strong and a lot of energy. And I want to wish us that Be'ezrat Hashem, we all be zoiche, especially that special year, that to the two aspects of Chag HaSukkot, the aspect that Chag HaSukkot is the end of Shlosha Regalim, that represent Chag HaAsif, that we collect from the field all the stuff. So Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll all be zoche to a year that we will have a good economy, each one in the state of Israel. And also Be'ezrat Hashem, we will be zoche to the other aspect of Chag HaSukkot that represent the happiness, the energy of each one. That we all be, Be'ezrat Hashem Zoche, to be health and to do things and to be in Simcha all the time. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu, will see our effort, especially this year, to make the mitzvot of Chag HaSukkot, and will give us a lot of chesed and only good. Shabbat Shalom and Chag Sameach.